I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. A new report from the Guttmacher Institute last week revealed that annual abortion rates in the United States are the lowest they've been since 1974. But what do these numbers mean? Ed Rivett with Right to Life of Michigan says,
there's a wide range of factors. And I won't dismiss the fact that they have added the IUD, the intrauterine devices, as a contraceptive in recent past, and it does tend to be more effective. There is a variety of factors that are leading women to just be more pro-life. I think it's a testament to the movement, and I think there have been a lot of cultural shifts in the pro-life work we've done, not only with the pregnancy centers, but also prayer movements and legislation and everything we're doing collectively is making the difference.
And Life Matters Worldwide's Tom Lothamer says the church has a great responsibility in this area. Learn more at missionnews.org. And have you ever wished that kids would keep the same passion for God year-round that they feel at camp? Keys for Kids' Greg Yoder shares.
About a year ago or so, we started developing a new program called Keys for Camps, and it really sprung out of a relationship that we had with one of the local camps when I just asked him, I said, what is the biggest need that you have as a camp director? And he said, well, other than getting campers to camp, it's how do we keep our kids in God's Word when they leave camp?
And so a new program was born starting this summer. Keys for Kids will provide camps with devotionals so campers can learn the importance of being in God's Word and take the devotional with them when they leave. Check back in later for more details. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Listener-supported thanks to you. And partnering with Slavic Gospel Association to offer a free devotional this month called My Father's House. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.